Hello everyone, this is Lilian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the word audio devotional. Today's topic in the series on Thanksgiving is multiplication, part 2. And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of John, chapter 6, verses 8 to 11. When Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming toward him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?" He asked this only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do. Philip answered him, "It will take more than half a year's wages to buy enough bread for each one to have a bite." Another of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up. "Here is a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish. But how far will they go among so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." There was plenty of grass in the place, and they sat down. About 5,000 men were there. Jesus then took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted. He did the same with the fish. The last day, we started discussing the story of the time when Jesus fed the over 5,000 men who had gathered to sit at his feet. There was initially not enough to feed these people, but the Bible makes it clear that Jesus had a plan and was unfazed by the situation. Let us now turn to what Jesus did. The Bible says he gave an order for all the people to sit down. He then took the food that they had been able to gather, the food that was not sufficient. Remember that there were way over 5,000 people and they had just 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. Jesus took that which he had. It wasn't enough, but it was something. He took it up in his hands, and guess what he did? He gave thanks. Remember that the Bible said earlier that Jesus knew what he was going to do. This was not a fluke. It was not trial and error. This was a principle that Jesus was trying to showcase to his disciples. He was teaching them a mystery. He took up the loaves, gave thanks, and began to distribute the food that was not enough. And suddenly something happened, and the food began to go round. After Thanksgiving, a miracle obviously occurred, because suddenly food that was insufficient multiplied and became more than enough. The very first benefit of Thanksgiving that I would like to point out from scripture is multiplication. It is very important that we find out what Jesus was thanking God for. A lot of people who have heard of this principle rush to begin to thank God mechanically, treating the mystery as a money doubler or a doubler of insufficient things. Thanksgiving does not and will not work that way. We will discuss more about how to work this mystery in the next episode. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much for your word. Thank you for the mystery of Thanksgiving. Thank you for scriptures that show us the possibilities in you. Continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.